chapter 6.
एकताको किताब छ अध्यायबाट केही कुरा बताउन चाहन्छु।
I'm going to only read a few verses towards the end of the chapter, but as you probably all know, it's a story.
म तपाईँलाई गिदोनको कथा बताउन चाहन्छु।
And I'm going to read from verse 37 until the end of those verses. If you want to read it, in, I'll read it. Okay, I'll read it here, first of all. Judges 6, 37. Behold, I will put a fleece of wool in the floor, and if the dew the fleece only, and it be dry upon the earth beside, then shall I know that thou hast saved Israel by my hand, as thou hast said. And it was so, for he rose up early in the morning, and thrust the fleece together, and wringed the dew out of the fleece, a bowl full of water. And Gideon said unto God, Let not thine anger be hot against me, and I will be but this once. Let me prove, I pray, but this once with the fleece, and let it now be dry only upon the fleece, and upon all the ground let there be dew. And God did that, for it was dry upon the fleece only, and dew upon all the ground.
न्यायकर्ता छको छको 37 पद अब हेर्नुहोस् म घेडाको ऊन खलामा राख्दैछु यदि ऊनमा मात्रै शीत परेर त्यसको चारैतिरको जमिन चाहिँ सुक्खै रह्यो भने मलाई यो कुरा निश्चय दिनेछ कि तपाईँले प्रतिज्ञा गर्नुभए चाहिँ मेरो हातद्वारा तपाईँले इसरायललाई छुटाउनुहुनेछ अब त्यसैले भयो तिनी भोलि बिहानै उठे र त्यो ऊनलाई निचोरे र त्यसबाट एक बटुको पानी भर्नलाई प्रशस्त निचोरे तब गिदोनले परमेश्वरलाई भने मसँग नरिसाउनुहोस् तर मलाई एकपल्ट अरू बोल्न दिनुहोस् बिन्ती छ मलाई मेरो एक यस ऊनको जाँच गर्न दिनुहोस् यसपल्ट चाहिँ त्यो ऊन मात्र सुक्खा रहोस् र सबै जमिन चाहिँ शीतले भिजोस् परमेश्वरले त्यस रात पनि त्यसै हुन दिनुभयो ऊन मात्र सुक्खा रह्यो अब त्यसका चारैतिर जमिनमा शीत परेको थियो
For a long time, years ago now, I wondered, what is the Lord teaching us in this account?
धेरै समयदेखि अगाडिदेखि नै मलाई अचम्म लाग्छ यो घटनाबाट चाहिँ परमेश्वरले हामीलाई के कुरा सिकाउनुहुन्छ
This morning we were reminded of the Lord Jesus. Behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world.
आज बिहान हामीलाई एउटा वचनको खण्डबाट यो कुराको स्मरण गराइएको थियो कि हेर परमेश्वरको थोमा जसले संसारको पाप उठाइ लैजान्छ
Now I'm sure there, as often said, there are many applications to these stories and accounts in the Word. But I want one application.
यो अहिले हामीले पढेको खण्ड शिक्षाहरू पाठहरू हामीले सिक्न सकिन्छ तर म एउटा कुरामा ध्यान दिन चाहन्छु
First of all, the fleece of wool. Where did the wool come from?
र सबैभन्दा पहिलो कुरा चाहिँ यो ऊनको कुरा गर्न चाहन्छु र प्रश्न छ कहाँबाट आउँछ त यो ऊन चाहिँ
So obviously it was a lamb.
अनि निश्चयले यो चाहिँ कुनै खुमाको शरीरबाट निस्कन्छ
And his desire was, the prayer of Gideon was, there should be dew on the fleece, but none on the ground.
अनि गिदोनले गरेको प्रार्थनामा चाहिँ यो कुरा भनिएको थियो कि त्यो ऊनमा चाहिँ शीत परोस् र कुनै जमिनमा चाहिँ होइन
Now let's think of when the Lord came here into this world.
अनि एउटा कुरा सोचौँ हामीले कि जब प्रभु यो संसारमा आउनुभयो
as it were, the dew, the blessing from heaven was upon him.
अनि स्वर्गको आशिष र स्वर्गको केन्द्र चाहिँ केवल प्रभु यीशु ख्रीष्टमा थियो.
And it was dry all around.
अनि सारा संसार चाहिँ सुक्खा थियो तर केवल आशिष र कृपा चाहिँ केवल प्रभु यीशु ख्रीष्टमा थियो.
That was the condition of the people of Israel at that time. There was a dearth, there was a famine. When they had sown something, the Midianites came and they robbed everything from them. They didn't enjoy any blessings from heaven. They had forsaken the Lord. That is the same when the Lord came into this world. The world was dead before him. We were dead in trespasses and sins.
र यो संसारको अवस्था जुन त्यस्तो थियो कि हामी सबैजना मरेको अवस्था थियौँ हाम्रो पाप.
No life for God.
जीवन परमेश्वरको लागि एउटा कुनै पनि जीवन थिएन.
And as it were, this whole, the dry, the earth, it was dry upon the whole earth.
अनि त्यहाँ चाहिँ सारा जमिन चाहिँ सुक्खा अवस्थामा थियो.
But then, when he wakes in the morning, he finds the dew was wet, or the wool was wet.
तर बिहान उनले उठेर चाहिँ त्यो ऊन चाहिँ पुरै शीतले भिजाएको थियो.
And he rinsed it out, and they had a bowl full of water.
अनि त्यसलाई निचोर्दाखेरि उनले एक बटुको पानी निकाल्न सफल भए.
I want to make that application. The Lord came here. He went about doing good. Blessings came to man through him.
अनि म यो कुरा तपाईँलाई बताउन चाहन्छु कि प्रभु यस संसारमा आउनुभयो र उहाँले चाहिँ सारा परमेश्वरको आशिषहरू लिएर आउनुभयो र त्यो आशिष चाहिँ मानिसहरूलाई जान सक्छ.
But all these signs and wonders were not enough for what man needed.
तर धेरै चिन्ह चमत्कार त्यस्तो अचम्मकहरूबाट पनि मान्छेलाई काफी भएन.
Except the corn of wheat die, fall in the ground and die, it abided the Lord.
यो गहुँको दाना जमिनमा परेर नपरुन्जेलसम्म त्यो उम्रन सक्दैन.
And the fleece wrung out, I believe, speaks of the Lord Jesus on the cross.
अनि त्यो ऊन निचोराइले चाहिँ प्रभु येशू ख्रीष्टको दुःखलाई बताउँदछ.
And we've been reminded this morning in our meeting the sufferings of the Lord and how he gave himself as a sacrifice there on the cross for sin.
आज बिहान हामीले यो कुरा सम्झेका छौँ कि यो कुराले यो निचोरेको ऊनले चाहिँ प्रभु येशू ख्रीष्टले हामीलाई बचाउनका लागि क्रुसमा भोग्नु भएको दुःखलाई बताउँछ.
And when you read in the Psalms like Psalm 22 or Psalm 69, and when you see the sufferings of the Lord, it speaks of his tongue was dry as a potsherd. And he was there totally, what should I call it, empty, wrung out completely as by his death there on the cross.
अनि यहाँ तपाईँले भजन सङ्ग्रह 22 अध्यायमा गएर पढ्नुभयो भने यस्तो पाइन्छ कि मेरो सबै घाँटीहरू सुकेको छ, मुख सबै ओभाएको छ भन्ने कुराहरू पाइन्छ त्यहाँनिर. अनि यसकै प्रभु येशूले सारा जीवन तपाईँ हामीलाई दिनुभएको र उहाँको अन्तिम रगतको थोपा पनि हाम्रो लागि बगेको कुरालाई बताउँछ.
And we were reminded this morning of the soldier that came with the spear and pierced his side, and out came water.
अनि हामीलाई यस बिहान यो वचन पनि हामीले पढेका छौँ कि त्यो रोमी सिपाहीहरू आए र उहाँको पोखामा भाला जहाँबाट चाहिँ रगत पनि आयो अनि रगत र पानी निस्केको थियो.
And our brother brought out in his prayer the twofold aspects of cleansing, the cleansing from our sins. His blood has washed away all our sins. And also the water, the moral cleansing, cleansing of the conscience.
अनि हाम्रो दाजुले हामीलाई दुईटा कुरा प्रार्थनामा बताउनु भयो भइरहेको थियो. रगतले चाहिँ एउटा के अरे आधिकारिक रूपले मान्छेको पापको शुद्धाई गरेको कुरा बताउँछ. पानीले चाहिँ मानिसको नैतिकतालाई शुद्ध गर्ने कुरालाई बताउँछ र त्यो पानी र रगत दुइटै प्रभुको शरीरबाट बगेको थियो.
Then comes the second night.
अनि अर्को रातको कुरा हुन्छ.
And then he prays that there may be dew on the ground all around, but not on the fleece.
अनि अर्को रात चाहिँ उनले सुत्न भनेर प्रार्थना गर्छन् कि यो शीत चाहिँ अरू जमिनमा परोस् तर त्यो उनमा चाहिँ होइन.
So we see the blessings coming down now upon the ground.
अनि अब उनको प्रार्थनाले अब चाहिँ यो आशिष चाहिँ सबै जमिनमा परिरहेको देख्छौँ.
But the lamb that suffered on the cross is now in the glory.
अब जुन थोमा
And the dew that comes down from heaven now rests upon God's blessing flow out to all the world.
अनि जब अब चाहिँ उहाँको अनुग्रह कृपा आशिष चाहिँ अब उहाँ माथि हुनुहुन्छ र उहाँको आशिष संसारमा छरिएको छ.
We read in John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever will may come unto him but have everlasting life.
3:16 पढ्न पाउँछौँ. हुन्छ परमेश्वरले संसारलाई यस्तो प्रेम गर्नुभयो, उहाँले आफ्नो पुत्र दिनुभयो र जसले उहाँमाथि विश्वास गर्छ त्यसले अनन्त जीवन पाउँछ.
God's love found in the Lord Jesus, a righteous channel that the love could flow freely to everybody.
र परमेश्वरले कृष्णमा आउँदछ र त्यो चाहिँ एउटा मार्ग हो जसद्वारा सबै मान्छेहरूलाई त्यो प्रेम गर्न सक्छ.
And we have been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus.
र स्वर्गीय स्थानहरूमा हामीलाई सबै आशिषहरूमा हामीलाई भर्नुभएको छ ख्रीष्ट येशूमा.
God having given his son, he spared his son from his side. And then Romans 8 can read, how will he not also with him freely give us all things?
अनि यसरी हामीलाई रोमीको किताब 8:10 भन्छ, परमेश्वर जसले आफ्नै पुत्रलाई त बाँकी राख्नु भएन अनि उहाँले हामीलाई सबै कुराहरू सिधैमा दिनु हुँदैन र.
So everything, all that we possess, is as a result of the work of our Lord Jesus Christ. When he said, it is finished, there was nothing to add.
अनि हामीले जति पनि आत्मिक आशिषहरू पाएका छौँ प्रभु येशूमा, त्यो सबै कुरा चाहिँ प्रभु येशूले भनेको शब्दमा आधारित छ. अब पुरा भयो भन्नुपर्छ, उहाँले सबै कुरा सिद्ध्याउनु भयो र हामीलाई दिनुभयो.
And so we're saved from ourselves, from sin, from judgment, from hell, from the power of the enemy. We belong to him. He has purchased us for himself.
उहाँले हामीलाई अब किन्नु भएको छ र हामीलाई सबै शैतानको शक्तिबाट, पापको शक्तिबाट उहाँले हामीलाई छुटकारा गर्नुभएको छ.
So just a little story. I visited when I was here in Baltimore. Also, I visited in Pittsburgh and went there. No, not Pittsburgh. Where is that there? From Baltimore, Harrisburg. There were some Buddhists.
Harrisburg.
In Harrisburg. That's where we went.
More Baltimore, Harrisburg, my wife.
Yeah, all right. Now, we went up there to visit some of the families that were there. And then some brothers were with me, and they were telling, you must be saved, or you're going to go to hell.
अनि त्यहाँनिर चाहिँ धेरै दाजुभाइले भनिरहेको थियो, तपाईँ उद्धार पाउनु भने तपाईँ नरकमा जानुहुन्छ.
And the younger brother who could speak English, I saw there were older ones there. I asked him, are those your parents? Yes, he says. And I could see by their mark, I asked, are they Hindus? Yes, he said, they are. So I asked them whether they would interpret clearly to them, to the family. And mention to them that the only way to avoid going to hell would to have our sins forgiven.
And
then they asked him whether he understood that. And he gave us an answer. When we left Bhutan, the Hindu priest, is it? Priest? He told us, do not believe anything they tell you. If you go away from being a Hindu, you will go to hell.
अनि उसले फेरि भने अरे कसैको कुरा पनि नसुन्नु हिन्दु छोडेर तिमीहरू कतै गयो भने नरक जान्छ
भने I don't want to go to hell.
अनि उसले भने म त्यसरी नरक जान छैन भन्नु
So we gave the gospel and we leave it with the Lord.
अनि हामीले सुसमाचार प्रचार गर्न
I leave time for some of us. Thank you.
Maybe we can add on that a little bit. I like to give some words for encouragement to you here. I like to base this on scripture. Based on what you just heard. This is just one word. And this word is this dew, which is was mentioned in
Judges.
This dew is only being mentioned in the Old Testament. And that's a picture of the blessings, the heavenly blessings.
अनि त्यो चाहिँ स्वर्गीय आशिषको नक्सा हो
When the Lord came onto the earth,
जब प्रभु संसारमा आउनुभयो
He brought the blessing in him as the person.
अनि उहाँले मात्रै यो आशिषलाई यो संसारमा ल्याउनुभयो
Therefore we don't see you in the New Testament.
अनि नयाँ नियममा चाहिँ हामीले यो शीतको कुरा कहिले पाउँदैन
But the picture of you is being mentioned in one psalm.
तर शीतको कुरा चाहिँ भजन संग्रहमा एक ठाउँ लेखेको छ
And this psalm is 133.
मा लेखेको छ
And let's read the first and the last verse of that. I read it first in English. Behold, Psalm 133, the song of the degrees of David. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Verse 3, as a dew of Hermon that descended on the mountains of Zion, for there hath Jehovah commanded the blessing, life for evermore.
अनि समाजका दाजुभाइहरू आपसमा एकतामा भएर बस्नु कति असल र मनोहर कुरा हुन्छ तिनपथ हर्मोनको सिट जस्तै यो सिओनका पहाडहरूमा झर्छ किनकि त्यही परमप्रभुले आशिषको आज्ञा दिनुभयो अनन्त जीवन
This dew of the Hermon is a picture of what will be in the millennium coming.
अनि यो हर्मोनको सिटले चाहिँ हजार वर्षको राज्यको नक्सालाई देखाउँछ
All peoples around the world will just be focused on Zion.
अनि संसारभरिका मान्छेहरूले यो सियोनमा आशा राख्नेछन्
And then it's being written here there's life forevermore.
अनि यहाँ चाहिँ त्यसमा चाहिँ अनन्तको जीवन हुन्छ
It's only the two phrases in the word in the Old Testament where life forever is being mentioned.
अनि पुरानो नियममा अनन्तको जीवनको विषयमा दुई ठाउँमा मात्रै लेखिएको छ एउटा चाहिँ दानियल बाह्रमा छ अनि यो अर्को चाहिँ यही छ
And this is what we all can have with the trust into our Lord.
अनि प्रभु येशूलाई विश्वास गरेरले यो अनन्तको जीवन पाउन सक्छ
And I wish that everybody has that.
मलाई लाग्छ सबैजनाले यो कुरा पाउनु हुन्छ
And if we have this blessing by our Lord,
यदि तपाईले हाम्रो प्रभुबाट यो जीवन पाउनु हुन्छ भने
then there is a special peace for us in the first verse.
अनि यो जीवन पायो भने चाहिँ खासको शान्ति हामीले पाइन्छ जो चाहिँ एक पदमा लेखिन्छ
Then there is some encouragement for us.
अनि के वचन छ
It's how good it is and pleasant for brethren to dwell together in unity.
र समाजका दाजुभाइहरू एकआपसमा बस्नु कति राम्रो कुरा हो भनेको छ
We are so all so different.
हामी भिन्न भिन्नै छौँ
I have grandparents living in Russia.
मेरो बाजेको जो रसियामा बस्छन्
So how different are we?
हामी हेर्दाखेरि धेरै फरक फरक छौँ
But here is the encouragement that we should dwell together in unity.
र उत्साहको वचन यही छ कि हामी एकतामा मिलेर बस्नु पर्छ
And here is a word in the translation of the Hebrew into the Greek.
अनि यो चाहिँ हिब्रूदेखि ग्रिकमा अनुवाद गरेको हो
Which really means that we be together on one foundation.
अनि यसको अर्थ चाहिँ के हो भने हामी एउटा जगमा खडा हुनुपर्छ एक हुनुपर्छ
The foundation is scripture.
र यसको जग चाहिँ धर्मशास्त्र हो
And in addition also the rock it's Christ.
अनि चट्टानले चाहिँ कृष्ण देखाउँछ
And we are not just together on this foundation.
अनि यो बन्दको जगमा मात्रै हामी भेला भएको होइन
But we are together to deliver something, to give something.
र हामी चाहिँ केही कुरा दिनका लागि भेला भएको हो
With a purpose we are.
उद्देश्य सहित हामी भेला हुन्छौँ
And the purpose is to honor our Lord.
र उद्देश्य चाहिँ प्रभुलाई महिमा गराउनु हो
We just have done that.
अनि यो कुरा हामीले गरेका छौँ
This is bringing us together.
यसले हामीलाई एक साथ ल्याउँछ
And this will glue us together forever.
र यसले हामीलाई सधैँ एक साथ ल्याउँछ
Eternal life.
अनन्त जीवन दिन्छ
Together with Christ.
ख्रीष्टसँग एक साथ लान्छ
Eternal son of our God.
र अनन्त परमेश्वर पुत्रको साथमा लान्छ
Why is this combined with dew?
यो चाहिँ किन अब शीतसँग जोडेको हो त
If you really see how dew is developing,
यदि तपाईले यो शीत कसरी बन्छ भनेर विचार
We have dew every morning on the ground.
हरेक बिहान तपाईले शीत देख्नुहुन्छ
When is dew on the ground?
कहिले आउँछ यो शीत
Have you ever thought about that?
सोच्नु देख्नु भएको छ
No. Not yet. You should not forget that.
यो कुरा चाहिँ भन्नु पर्दैछ
Dew is only on the ground if the day before it's a great day with a lot of sunshine.
यो शीत चाहिँ त्यतिखेर पर्छ कि हिजो चाहिँ एकदमै घाम लागेको थियो भने आज बिहान तपाईँले शीत देख्न सक्नुहुन्छ
And the heat, the earth is getting warm.
अनि यहाँ चाहिँ अब जमिन तातिन्छ
And during night,
रातको समयमा
the next night should also be clear, without clouds.
अनि अर्को रात पनि पुरै आकाशमा बादल हुँदैन
Then it gets cold.
अनि चिसो भइनेपछि
And if the temperature is going below the dew point.
अनि त्यो शीत आउने भन्दा बेसी तापक्रम तल गयो भने
It's usually in the morning.
अनि बिहानको समयमा त्यो तापक्रम कम्ती हुन्छ
Then suddenly the dew coming down.
अनि अचानक यो शीतहरू झर्न थाल्छ
It's coming where? From where?
अनि यो चाहिँ कहाँबाट आउँछ
Where's the dew coming from? From heaven.
यो चाहिँ स्वर्गदेखि नै आउँछ
From the air.
अनि माथि आकाशदेखि आउँछ
And it's coming down everywhere.
अनि यो चाहिँ सबैतिर
Usually not on white spots, only on black spots.
अनि यो चाहिँ तपाईँले सेतो ठाउँमा देख्नु हुँदैन प्रायः
Therefore it's a special miracle that on the feast was ever any spot of dew.
अनि यसै कारणले गर्दा अचम्मको कुरा हुन्छ कि हिउँ पर्छ त्यहाँनिर चाहिँ अचम्मको कुरा देखिन्छ
But our Lord brought it here into it. We learned that.
तर यो कुरा चाहिँ हामी हाम्रो प्रभुले ल्याउनु भएको कुरा देख्छौँ
So if there is some dew, we understand that's a blessing from heaven.
र हिउँ शीत पर्ने बित्तिकै हामीले स्वर्गको आशिता सम्झिन्छौँ.
And this is only possible if the sun, the energy of the sun is coming on the earth.
अनि यसरी स्वर्गको अथवा सूर्यको शक्ति संसारमा आउँछ भने.
And basically the light of the word of God is shining into our
परमेश्वरको वचनको ज्योति हाम्रो जीवनमा फैलिन्छ भने.
And if we go out during night and we have night right now around us.
अनि राति हामी बाहिर गयौँ भने.
Then we have to bring the by radiation the light out.
अनि त्यहाँ चाहिँ ज्योति चम्किनु पर्छ.
And then the dew is coming onto us.
अनि त्यो ज्योतिको कारणले गर्दा मात्रै शीत आउन सक्छ.
But be careful.
होसियार हुनुपर्ने कुरा यो छ.
There are some days without dew.
तर कुनै कुनै दिनहरू छ जहाँनिर शीत पर्दैन.
If there is clouds above you.
यदि तपाईँको माथि चाहिँ
the day before.
बादल फैलिएको छ भनेदेखि अथवा हिजो चाहिँ बादल लागेको थियो भने.
So if the sun of the word of God cannot shine into our hearts.
परमेश्वरको पुत्र तपाईको हृदयमा चम्किनु भएको छैन भने
not you.
त्यहाँ तपाई कुनै प्रकारको शीतको आशा गर्न पर्दैन.
Even if the sun is shining onto our hearts and we are rejoicing in our Lord.
यदि हामीले अब प्रभुलाई राम्रो प्रकारले महसुस गरेका छौँ भने पनि.
And we are not going out and let the energy moving out to the world.
अनि हामीले अब बाहिर गएर चाहिँ अरूलाई बताएन भने.
There will be no dew in our life.
हामीले पनि कुनै आशिष पाउँदैन.
What is hindering this?
अब केले रोक्दैछ हामीलाई?
There are clouds between the sun and us.
अनि त्यहाँ चाहिँ सूर्य र हाम्रो बिचमा बादल छाएको हुन्छ.
What are the clouds?
अब त्यो बादल चाहिँ के हो त?
Clouds are sin in our life.
र हाम्रो जीवनको पापहरू हुन्.
The clouds are not around the sun.
अनि यो बादलले चाहिँ सूर्यलाई वरिपरि ढाक्दैन.
The clouds are around the earth.
यो चाहिँ संसारमै हुने कुरा हो.
Around us.
र हाम्रै वरिपरि.
If the clouds are around us, if the sin is in us.
यदि अब बादलले ढाक्छ अथवा पाप हुन्छ
भने. There can be no blessing.
हामीले कुनै आशिष पनि कमाउन सक्दैनौँ.
Let us encourage us to have a clear direction to the sun.
अनि केवल अब सफा सम्बन्ध प्रभुसँग राख्नुहोस्.
To our Lord.
प्रभुलाई साँचो सम्बन्ध राख्नुहोस्.
And then we will have this dew on us.
यसले मात्रै तपाईँको जीवनमा आशिष ल्याउँछ.
And then we are gathering together in unity.
मात्रै हामी एकतामा एकसाथ बस्न सक्छौँ.
And the nice thing is.
राम्रो कुरा यो छ.
If you see the grass outside during the time of dew.
तपाईँले शीत परेको बेलामा त्यो झारलाई देख्नुभयो भने.
You see of every single stick, one drop of dew.
अनि हरेक पातमा तपाईँले एउटा एउटा सिक्को धब्बा देख्नुहुन्छ.
And you would not see the dew in the morning.
बिहानै त त्यस्तो देख्दैन.
If the sun would not shine.
तपाईँले घाम नझुल्केसम्म त्यो सिक्को धब्बा तपाईँ देख्नुहुन्छ.
Because we see in the dew drops.
अनि त्यो शीतको थपामा चाहिँ घामको छाया देखिन्छ किरण देखिन्छ.
We see the sun again.
त्यहाँ चाहिँ अनि घाम देख्न सकिन्छ.
And then we see basically in us, the blessings in us, is just the Lord.
अनि हामीमा पाउने सबै आशिषहरू चाहिँ केवल प्रभुमा छ.
And then we are really in unity together.
अनि मात्रै हामी प्रभुको साथमा एकता हुन सक्छौँ.
And I can tell you a short story. I'm coming out of a town where we are together with some Russian Baptists.
अनि म चाहिँ एउटा सहरबाट आएको हुँ जहाँ चाहिँ धेरै रसियाबाट आएका बैप्टिस्ट विश्वासी हुन्छ.
The process of more than 10 years.
उनीहरू त्यहाँ चाहिँ 10 वर्ष भन्दा अगाडि बसेका हुन्.
And the dew was coming on all of us.
अनि आशिष त्यहाँबाट आइरहेको छ हामी सबै.
And it took a time.
समय लाग्यो.
And the Lord could really work in all our hearts.
हाम्रो हृदयमा प्रभुले काम गर्नुभयो.
And we are now together in unity.
अब हामी तिनीहरू पनि हाम्रो संगतिमा आए.
We are in the problem to build a bigger meeting hall.
अब यो चाहिँ ठुलो घर बनाउने समस्या भइरहेको छ हामीलाई.
Isn't it a blessing?
यो त ठुलो आशिषको कुरा हो.
We have a Sunday school with more than 40 kids.
40 जना भन्दा नानीहरूले अहिले अब त्यहाँ सन्डे स्कुल हुन्छ.
And we know of at least two sisters which are pregnant.
अनि अझै दुईजना बहिनीहरू अब गर्भ.
But it is all the work of our Lord.
ये सबै प्रभुको काम हो.
And we are really being together in unity.
अनि यहाँ हामी एकसाथ हेरिरहेका छौं.
I wish you here for Springfield that we are gathered together in unity.
तपाईहरु पनि एकसाथ स्प्रिङफील्डमा पनि एकसाथ काम गर्दै जानुहोस्.
God bless you.
परमेश्वर तपाईलाई आशिष
दिए. We pray for you.
तपाईको लागि प्रार्थना गर्छु.
I want to connect very briefly what we've been hearing.
म तपाईहरुलाई अहिले सुन्दै गरेको कुरालाई तपाईहरुलाई त्यही कुरामा जोड्न चाहन्छु.
The book we had yesterday.
अनि हिजो सुनेको कुरा छ.
Let's turn to John chapter 13.
अनि तपाई हामी योहन्ना 13 अध्यायमा आउनुहोस्.
We'll read from verse
21.
I'll just read it first in English. Having said these things, Jesus was troubled in spirit and testified and said, Verily, verily, I say to you, that one of you shall deliver me up. The disciples therefore looked one on another, doubting of whom he spoke. Now there was at table one of his disciples in the bosom of Jesus, whom Jesus loved. Simon Peter exercised therefore to him to ask who it might be of whom he spoke. But he, leaning on the breast of Jesus, says to him, Lord, who is it? Jesus answers, He it is to whom I, after I have dipped the morsel, give it. And having dipped the morsel, he gives it to Judas, son of Simon Iscariot.
यी कुरा भनेपछि यीशु आत्मामा दुखित हुनुभयो र उहाँले साक्षी दिई भन्नुभयो, साँचो साँचो म तिमीहरूलाई भन्दछु, तिमीहरू मध्ये एकजनाले मलाई पक्राइदिनेछौ. उहाँले क्रुसको विषयमा कसको विषयमा भन्नुभएको हो? अनि शङ्का गर्दै चेलाहरूले एकअर्कालाई हेराएर गरे. उहाँका चेलाहरू मध्ये एकजना जसलाई यीशुले प्रेम गर्नुहुन्थ्यो भोजनमा यीशुको साथीमा अडेस लागिरहेका थिए. तब सिमोन पत्रुसले तिनलाई इशारा गरेर भने, जसको विषयमा उहाँ भन्दै हुनुहुन्छ त्यो को हो? अनि तिनले यीशुको छातीमा त्यतिकै अडेस लागेर नै उहाँलाई भने, हे प्रभु, त्यो कुन हो? यीशुले जवाब भन्नुभयो, जसलाई म रोटीको टुक्रा चोपेर दिन्छु त्यो त्यही हो. जब रोटीको टुक्रा चोप्नुभयो र निकाले, उहाँले सिमोनको छोरो युदा इस्करियोतलाई दिनुभयो.
Now I haven't read all the words we could have read for sake of time. But we've heard about the sufferings of the Lord Jesus. And on Lord's Day morning we think particularly of his suffering at the hand of God.
दुःखलाई अथवा परमेश्वरले उहाँलाई दिनुभएको दण्डलाई हामी
सम्झिन्छौँ.
अनि यो राम्रो कुरा हुन्छ कि हामीले यो वचनको सत्यतालाई बुझ्नुपर्छ.
अनि
प्रभु येशू ख्रीष्टले चाहिँ तपाईँको मेरो पापको लागि परमेश्वरको दण्ड भोग्नु भएको
हो.
तर प्रभु येशू ख्रीष्टले मानिसबाट पनि दुःख
भोग्नुभयो. That's because he is righteous.
किनभने उहाँ धार्मिक हुनुहुन्थ्यो.
The Lord Jesus here speaks of his suffering at the hands of man.
अनि प्रभु येशू ख्रीष्टले चाहिँ यो दुःख चाहिँ मानिसहरूबाट पाउनुभयो.
And we shouldn't underestimate the sorrow this caused the Lord Jesus.
अनि तर हामीले कहिले पनि प्रभु येशू ख्रीष्टको दुःखलाई हल्का रूपले लिनु हुँदैन.
Troubled in spirit, it says in these words.
अनि वचनमा लेखेको छ उहाँ आत्मामा दुखित हुनुभयो.
Truly, truly, I say to you that one of you shall deliver me up.
अनि उहाँलाई भन्नुहुन्छ, साँचो साँचो म तिमीलाई भन्दछु, कसैले मलाई सुम्पिनेछ.
One of his own disciples.
अनि चेलाहरू मध्ये कसैले.
His familiar friend. would lift his heel against him. In the very moment that he was going to offer himself to God, a sacrifice for us all. But nothing stops the outflow of the love of the Lord Jesus. This reminds us of the Lord Jesus symbolized by that fleece full of dew. But of course the disciples gathered around the table with the Lord Jesus, they couldn't understand what he meant. They were doubting. How could one of us deliver up the Lord Jesus? In fact, all these chapters, from chapter 13 to chapter 16 of John's Gospel, are wonderful. A wonderful expression of the Lord's love for his disciples. He is preparing them for his absence. They just didn't realize what was going to happen. And the Lord Jesus, in the very hours just before his death, he speaks words of grace to them so that they might be helped during the time of his absence
from them.
But there's one disciple here who's a wonderful example to us.
It's
the disciple we were thinking about yesterday.
John.
He's in the bosom of Jesus. When we think of this word bosom, it speaks to us of intimacy. John had been one of the two disciples. Who had heard the words of John the Baptist, "Behold the Lamb of God." And he and the other disciple, they had gone with the Lord Jesus, they had followed the Lord Jesus. In fact, I'm not really accurate there, am I? When you turn to John chapter 1, which tells us about this, it's John who's the other disciple. The one we know by name there is Andrew. But the point is, both of them said, "Where do you abide?" They had a wonderful encounter for nearly the whole day with the Lord Jesus. And what a practical effect that had had on John. We can say that he had received all the grace of the Lord Jesus. Starting from that point in his life, he had a consciousness of the love of the Lord Jesus. That's why he says of himself, "The disciple whom Jesus loved." Because of that, he's here and he's in the bosom of Jesus. He's as close as he can be to the Lord Jesus. Contrary to him, Simon Peter, He's at a distance from the Lord Jesus. Maybe he thought, I can't sit close to the Lord Jesus. I'm going to take the lowest seat, furthest away from the Master at the table.
अनि उनले चाहिँ सोच्दा त्यही म त प्रभुको नजिकमा जान योग्यको छैन म अलिक टाढै हुनुपर्छ भन्ने सोच्थे
Whatever the motivation, we're not really told in these verses. It's always best to be as close to the Lord Jesus as possible.
तर यहाँ चाहिँ अब हामीलाई यो पदहरूमा खासै कुरा त भनेको छैन तर पनि यो नजिक ती सबै प्रभुको नजिकमा बस्न
चाहन्छु He had that intimate communion with the Lord Jesus. When Peter heard this, he had to ask John to ask the Lord Jesus who he meant on his behalf. He couldn't ask the Lord Jesus himself, he was too far away.
अनि उनले प्रभुलाई सिधै बताउनु हुन्थ्यो नि सिमोन पत्रसले कसको विषयमा कुरा गरेको प्रभु भन्दा हुन्थ्यो तर उनले यो नाला सोधे कोही बेला हामी पनि त्यस्तै हुन्छौँ कि सिधै प्रभुलाई सोध्नुको सट्टा वरिपरि
हेर्छौँ
अनि जीवनको धेरै कठिन समयमा हामीले हाम्रो जीवनको माथिबाट धेरै बादलहरू लागिरहेका हुन्छन्
And because of that, we are not in communion with the Lord. We don't know His mind.
Ra uhako vicharla bujhnaka lagi chha hamile kahile pani prabhu ko dainan.
But John, by contrast, he was in the bosom of the Lord Jesus.
Tara biparit kura chha yahi chha ki yona chha prabhu ko paasma thiye.
He could move up to the breast of the Lord Jesus.
Ani u chha prabhu ko chhati samma jana sake.
Says in verse 25, he leaning on the breast of the Lord Jesus.
भनिएको छ कि 25 पदमा उनी चाहिँमा अडेसमा
सेता थिए। Say, Lord, who is it?
अनि उनले चाहिँ प्रभुको नजिकमा जान सक्थे।
He could get the mind of the Lord Jesus.
अनि उनले चाहिँ प्रभुको विचार र मनको कुरा थाहा पाउन सक्थे।
That's the secret for all of us.
अनि यो नै हाम्रो लागि एउटा आत्मको एउटा रहस्यको कुरा हो।
Now to turn to the two letters we considered yesterday.
र अब हामी ती दुईवटा पत्री योनाले लेखेको तिनवटा पत्रीमा जाउँ
At the end of each of these letters we have a little conclusion.
र हरेक पत्रीको पहिलो पत्री दोस्रो पत्री तेस्रोमा हरेक पत्रीको अन्त्यमा उनले एउटा निचोड दिन्छन्
12 of chapter 2 John. We'll read it. Having many things to write to you, I would not with paper and ink, but hope to come to you and to speak mouth to mouth, that our joy may be full.
अनि दुई दोस्रोको दोस्रो यो नाको बाह्र पदमा भन्छ तिमीहरूलाई धेरै कुरा लेख्ने लेख्नु छ तर कागज र मसीले त लेख्न चाहन्न तर तिमीहरूको आनन्द पुरा होस् भने म तिमीहरू कहाँ नै आउने र मुखामुख कुरा गर्ने आशा गर्दछु
And then verses 13 and 14 are 3 John. I have many things to write to thee, but I will not with ink and pen write to thee, but I hope soon to see thee, and we will speak mouth to mouth.
धेरै कुराहरू लेख्नु पर्ने थियो र मसी र कलमले तिमीहरूलाई ती लेख्न चाहन्न म तिमीलाई चाँडै भेट्ने आशा गर्दछु मुखामुख साक्षात भेटेर कुरा गर्नेछु
अनि
यो अहिले पनि प्रभुकै छातीमा छन्
And because of that, he can still impart the thoughts of the Lord Jesus.
अनि यति समयमा पनि यति लामो समय छुटेर प्रभुदेखि छुटेको भए पनि प्रभुको मनको कुरा अझै बाँड्न उनी सफल छन्
He still knows his mind.
उनले अझै पनि प्रभुको विचारलाई बुझ्दछन्
And in these two letters we see him sharing the mind of the Lord Jesus with these two people to whom he wrote these two letters.
र यी दुईजना मान्छेहरू जसलाई उनले प्रभुको कुरा बताइरहेका छन् यहाँ अझै पनि उनले प्रभुको मनको कुरा विचारको कुरा बताइरहेका
छन् And this is how the Lord Jesus wants it to be for us.
र हामी सबैजना As we each are in
communion with the Lord Jesus,
we're able to share Him
with one
another.
We cease to be occupied with each other and our failings.
अनि हामी चाहिँ धेरै प्रकारले अरूको चुकाउ अरूको गिराउको कुराले
भरिन्छौँ
तर हामीले सबैलाई प्रभुको हातमा सुम्पिनु पर्छ
हामीले
प्रभुको कुराहरूलाई बताउनु पर्छ
अनि
यसको परिणाम चाहिँ अनन्त एकता
आउँछ
र हरेक मान्छेको बिचमा पवित्र यही चाहनुहुन्छ
Keeping the unity of the Spirit in the uniting bond of
peace. What does
the Holy Spirit love to do?
He
loves to glorify the Lord Jesus.
As
we let the Holy Spirit do that amongst us,
we are united
together. And we are enabled to live in this world for the glory of God. In the case of this lady in 2 John, she faced a problem. What was she to do when this wrong teacher came to her door?
झुटा शिक्षाको रूप उनको घरमा आयो भने उनले के गर्नु पर्थ्यो
योनाले
उनलाई चिठी लेख्छ
दिस लवली लेटर
राम्रो एकदमै चिठी लेख्छ
दट फोर्टिफाइज हर strengthens her
उनलाई धेरै सामर्थ्य दिन्छ त्यो चिठीले
टु बी ट्रु टु द लॉर्ड जीसस
प्रभु येशु प्रति सच्चा हुनु भन्ने कुरा
भन्छ सन अफ द फादर
उहाँको परमेश्वरको पुत्र प्रति इमानदार हुनु भन्ने बताउँछ
He would have loved to have wrote many things to her.
But
there was one thing he had to tell her about in this
letter.
And he says, I would not with paper and
ink. He looked
forward when he might be able to be with her and her family
and
speak face to face, mouth to mouth, in fact, is the exact expression.
अनि सिधै भन्नुपर्दा चाहिँ एकदमै आमने सामने भेटेर बात गर्न
चाहन्छ
नजिक भएर सङ्गति गर्ने कुरा हो
तर
पनि अहिले चाहिँ उनको हातमा एउटा यो कागजको पन्ना छ
अनि
यसै कारणले भनिन्छ यसलाई चाहिँ कागज र मसी
मान्छेहरू
उनको घरमा आउँथे अनि उनका नानीहरू पनि त्यो
The Apostle John in love had written to her.
अनि प्रेम सहित योनाले उनलाई लेखेका थिए.
Giving her the mind of the Lord in this particular matter.
र यस्तो कुरामा प्रभुको इच्छा के हो त्यो कुरा बुझ्न सिकाएका छन्.
Providing her with the ministry
अनि
she needed.
उनले गर्नुपर्ने सेवाको विषय बताएका छन्.
With the man Gaius.
अनि गायसको बारेमा पनि हामीले पढ्यौँ
इट्स द सेम प्रिन्सिपल
त्यही कुरा उनीहरूले पनि बताइयो
There the case is not refusing to receive someone, it's receiving those who minister God's word.
अनि कसैलाई ग्रहण गर्नु मात्र होइन तर उसले वचन दिन्छ त्यसलाई ग्रहण गर्ने
कुरा हो Again, who couldn't be with Gaius?
अनि योना पनि गायसको साथमा जान सकेन
He had to write him a letter.
उनले पनि चिठी लेख्नु पर्यो
But it was the same expression of the mind of the Lord.
अनि त्यहाँ पनि उनले प्रभुको मन
He was in communion with the Lord, so he could pour something to his brother.
अझै पनि उनी प्रभुकै साथमा छन् र उनले आफ्नो भाइहरूलाई केही कुरा बताउन
Could fortify and strengthen him in his faith.
र उनको विश्वासलाई बढाउनका लागि सहायता गर्छन्
To continue to be that hospitable believer that he had been up until then.
अनि धेरै अब सत्कार गर्ने विश्वासी
बनाउँछन्
गरे होला तर पनि
अनि
यहाँ पनि भन्छ कागज र मसिले
होइन
अनि मलाई यो कुरा सोच्छ कि उनको मसीको बट्टा थियो होला अनि कलम थियो होला
अनि
उनले यो कुरा छोडेर कागजको साथमै जान्छ
And he says, I will not be in compare. But I hope soon to see
them.
We will speak mouth to mouth. There was a definite intimacy with Gaius.
It's
becoming of a relationship between two Christian men. The Apostle John couldn't have used some of the intimate language with the elect lady that he uses with
Gaius. Here
we see the holy appropriateness of the language.
We're dealing
with the things of God. We must deal with those things in a holy way.
अनि जब जब परमेश्वरको कुराहरू हामीले एकाठमा गर्छौँ एकदमै पवित्रताका साथ गर्नुपर्छ
But the main burden of what I'm saying is, am I able to impart to others the mind of the Lord to strengthen and help them in their lives?
र यहाँनिर मलाई चुनौती यही छ कि म साँच्चै नै अरूलाई प्रभुको कुरा बताउन सक्छु
Am I really in communion with him?
म चाहिँ प्रभुको संगतिमा छु
So that love which still flows from him in heaven as it did when he was here upon
earth might
flow through him might flow through me
to
my brethren this is a challenge
for all of us until
the Lord Jesus comes to take us to be with him for eternity.
प्रभु चाँडै आउनुहुन्छ